Voters from the Navajo Nation will see familiar faces in the tribe's general election. Their current president and the 2018 vice presidential candidate, President Jonathan Nez, and former vice presidential candidate Boo Nigrin, garnered the most votes in last Tuesday's primary among a field of 15. Whoever wins will oversee the largest Native American reservation in the U.S. and the second highest tribal population. Native American artists, political leaders, and storytellers will decide the contents for a traveling exhibition of pottery from the Pueblo Indian region of the southwestern U.S. They've plucked their favorite pieces from institutional collections in New Mexico and New York that didn't always defer to indigenous perspectives. The outcome includes the history and mysteries of Pueblo pottery traditions that were refined over centuries. Native American teens in western South Dakota who face felony charges in Rapid City are susceptible to a criminal justice system stubbornly plagued by racial disparities. Nearly all of the police, prosecutors, judges, and jailers are white, and more than half of the accused and incarcerated are Native American, despite comprising a fraction of the city's population. When people get in trouble, just locking them up won't help, said Chris White Eagle, a Cheyenne River citizen who sits on the circle of elders called Oyate Court. He says the Oyate Court looks deeper into trying to heal the young offenders. State's Attorney Mark Vargo had previously expanded his juvenile diversion program, first to include young adults and then all ages. Those are your headlines at this hour. I'm Colette Keith in the KIPI News Center.